Welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Hello from Portland, Oregon, USA. I'm James.
And I'm Brian.
And looks like today we have a fantastic vegan feast for the 4th of July celebration. Brian, tell us what's on the menu today.
We're going to make baked beans with tofu dogs cut up in. And we're going to make garlic mayo for a potato salad.
Okay.
And we're going to make mushroom burgers.
That sounds fantastic. So where do we begin, Brian?
We are going to start on the baked beans.
Okay.
So I'm going to turn the stove on to medium-high heat.
Okay.
And add 3 tablespoons of olive oil.
Okay.
Onions and garlic ready. We will start on the other ingredients.
Okay. So what do we have here?
We have a can of the tomato sauce. 15-ounce can of organic tomato sauce.
Okay. We'll pour that in.
And then you're going to have 1/2 cup of molasses. And then we're going to have 2 teaspoons of dry mustard.
Dry mustard, okay.
We add this to the bowl.
Okay.
And we're going to add 1/4 teaspoon of allspice.
Okay.
And a bay leaf.
Bay leaf, okay. Okay.
And then 1/2 teaspoon of salt.
Okay, sounds good.
And we can mix all that up.
Okay, I'll start on that for you.
I'll start sauteing the onions.
Okay. How much onion is that, Brian?
This is 1 medium yellow onion.
And I see you have garlic there. How much is that?
This is 3 cloves of garlic. And when the onions are browned, we'll add the garlic.
Okay.
We're not ready there yet.
Okay.
And I put some water on for our potatoes, for the potato salad.
Okay.
And we have about 2.5 pounds of red potatoes, and I'm going to add them to the water right now.
Okay. How long should we cook?
We're setting the timer for 15 minutes.
Well, here, let me do that.
So the potatoes are just tender.
Is this pretty good here?
That looks great.
Okay, nice, all even consistency there. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And we'll just set this back here.
We are going to start on the garlic mayo for the potato salad. So we are going to start with a box of the silken tofu.
Is it like firm or extra firm?
Extra firm.
Okay. And what have we got here?
We have 2 tablespoons of olive oil, and we're going to add this to the food processor with the tofu.
Okay.
2 tablespoons of lemon juice.
Okay.
A couple cloves of garlic.
Okay.
1/2 teaspoon of salt.
Okay.
And 3 tablespoons of Dijon mustard.
So you just throw it in the food processor here.
And blend it.
Okay.
You want to go ahead and do that? I will saute the onions.
Okay, here we go.
Just a while.
What kind of consistency are we looking for here?
Okay. We are almost finished with sauteing the onions for the baked beans, and the potatoes are almost tender. A couple more minutes on that.
I am getting very excited because, after all, this is for the 4th of July. For those of our viewers that are not aware, the anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence by the American founders in 1776 was on July 4th. And every year it's become like a big tradition with Americans. We have a big picnic. It's a great avenue for family and friends to get together. Lots of cookouts outdoors. It's summertime here, so there's a lot of people, you know, throwing frisbee in the park and just having a great time.
Fireworks at night.
Lots of fireworks. It's a lot of fun. Yeah. So I guess at this point, tofu dogs. For those that aren't familiar with tofu dogs, They sure look like the real thing, don't they?
They're like hot dogs, but they are vegan.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Made out of tofu.
And I would imagine that pretty much everything here is organic.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I think organic's always the best way to go, especially with the planetary situation the way it is. The more organic, the better.
Yes.
So absolutely, absolutely. What kind of beans are these? I'm not really familiar with beans myself.
Those are just a white kidney bean.
Okay.
I'm going to preheat the oven to 350 because I'm going to put the beans in the oven.
All right.
Almost brown.
Okay.
So I am going to go ahead and add the 3 cloves of garlic to the onions.
Okay.
And we only saute this for about a minute because you don't want to burn the garlic.
Oh, that smells so good. Very exciting.
All right. We're going to take the mixture of the molasses and tomato juice.
Okay.
Add that to the pan. And we're going to let this simmer for about 5 minutes. Let's check the garlic mayo, and it looks like it is done.
Yeah. Okay, Brian, now that the potatoes are cooling, what do we do next?
We are about to add the beans to the pan.
Okay.
And we're going to add the tofu dogs.
Okay.
I cut up about 3.
Okay.
And mix this together.
That sounds good. It looks really good.
And we're going to put it in this pan.
Okay.
This baking dish. And we're going to put it in the oven.
Okay.
For about an hour and bake it at 350. And we will check it at in about 30 minutes and just give it one quick stir.
I only have
all
the
right.
lid.
So this goes into the oven now.
Excellent. Okay. So what next?
We are going to cut up the potatoes and get ready for the potato salad.
Excellent. Okay. There we go.
Well, let's let those cool and meanwhile we'll take this out.
Okay.
The garlic mayo.
Yeah.
We'll put it in a bowl. Get ready to mix it with the potatoes.
Okay.
This mayo is delicious. Vegan, completely dairy free, and just a few ingredients. Tofu.
So,
and this makes about 2 cups of the mayo.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
We'll set this aside, and we'll bring the potatoes over. They should be
here. I'll take this over.
Cool enough to cut.
Okay. All right. So, just cut this and
just bite-sized chunks.
Okay. Okay, let me get started on this here.
And I really like this potato salad because it's very hearty and satisfying. We have 1/4 cup of fresh dill that we minced with 2 cloves of garlic, and I'm going to add this to the garlic mayo. I'll be adding these to the mayo.
Brian, I'm noticing that you're leaving the skins on the potato. Is there some reason that you like to do that?
Well, it's easier, and it keeps more of the nutrients in the potato.
So the nutrients are actually probably in the skin?
Yeah.
I don't know if everybody knows that. I sure didn't. That is just an amazing-looking dish. Look at all that dill and garlic. Get excited looking at that. That is fantastic. Is there a point where you should stop adding potatoes? Do you want just like a nice coating, or...?
You want it to definitely have enough of the garlic mayo on there to be satisfying. All right, I think this is pretty much ready.
Wow, look at that.
And now, the beans are in the oven baking.
Okay, well, the first thing we need to do, we're going to take 3 regular slices of bread.
Take these.
And we'll put them in the food processor because basically at this point we're just looking to make breadcrumbs. They don't have to be pureed or anything, just chopped finely. And then
put these
here.
In the bowl.
Yeah.
I got that.
Okay. now the next round. Let's see here. We have half a cup of onions.
Okay, I'll add these to the food processor.
Yeah, we're going to add these all to the food processor. Okay, half a cup of onions, half a cup-ish, you know. And then carrots. These are grated, which is about a cup and a half, roughly. Yeah. So we're going to put those in there. And then one of our personal favorites.
Cashews.
About half a cup.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds good. Definitely. Now, ahead of time, we took a cup and a half of cremini mushrooms, and we did the same thing where they were crumbly, about the same consistency as the breadcrumbs, and we put it here in skillet. And basically, we just heated it up for a couple of minutes just to kind of take some of the moisture out with burgers. Yep. The less moisture, the better, you know. Yep. So we're going to take this here, and we're going to
add that food processor.
Yep, put that in here. I'll go ahead and just do that real quick here.
And we're also going to add to the food processor about 7 ounces of crumbled extra firm tofu that we've drained ahead of time. We'll add that.
Okay.
And we just mix this to...
Just to where it's mixed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. While you're doing that, I'm going to heat up our pan that we're going to use to fry up our patties on. Absolutely. What kind of setting, Brian, you think I should put on this? About 7?
Medium high. Yeah.
Medium? Medium, okay.
So we'll go with that. We've got a little olive oil in here. Nothing too much, just a drop here. Olive oil to taste. With burgers, not so much.
All right. So we're going to take the mixture that we did, and we're going to add it to the breadcrumbs. And...
it's got a nice consistency, and the color's really nice, too. So then we have about half a cup of soy sauce. Some people use soy sauce. Some people use the Bragg's, the liquid aminos, just as whatever is closest to you.
Three tablespoons of Brugge's. Nutritional yeast.
Nutritional yeast. It kind of gives that cheesy kind of flavor to it.
And then just about a half teaspoon of salt and a little bit of pepper.
Salt and pepper to taste.
And then we'll just start mixing this.
Absolutely. So we pretty much just hand knead it at this point.
Yeah, just to mix it up a little bit. Yum.
Now, while you're doing that, we've got prepared a saucer with brown rice flour, just a nice... sprinkling is good, maybe like half a cup-ish. If you have something different that you prefer, if you're looking for a different flavor, a different consistency, please use what works for you.
Let me just dredge that in there. You want to do that?
Yeah, here, I'll do that.
And put it on both sides.
Yeah, got to be very gentle with
these.
So we're just going to take this, and we're just going to put this over here in the skillet, and it's already sizzling, so we'll make one more and we'll mix it with it. Make sure we have our oil distributed fairly even here. All right, so we're gonna let those cook.
About 5 to 7 minutes on each side.
Well, it looks like our burgers are ready to eat.
They do. They look ready. Let's take out the baked beans out of the oven before we serve up our burgers. Sounds delicious.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Let's take a look at that. Oh, look at that. Yum. Do you see how it's got that nice dark caramel coating on top? When you pull it out, that means it's done and ready.
They smell delicious. All right, let's serve up the burgers, and we will...
Yeah, okay.
...get to the table.
Okay, let's see here. Look at this. Nice consistency.
Yeah.
Very well done. And we've got our Daiya vegan cheese there. Just put that there. Just about the perfect size.
Delicious.
Yum. All right.
We are ready to go to the table.
We're going
to
meet all our friends for a great little barbecue.
We'll see you then.
Take care.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.